We're back with more of Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. When the singer Amy Winehouse died of alcohol poisoning in 2011, she became just the latest example of a musician on a seemingly promising trajectory to have her life cut short by drugs or alcohol.
The new documentary, Amy, uses footage ranging from cell phone video to standard interviews to tell the story of a career and life cut short. The film has already generated controversy for its depiction of Winehouse's dad, who was unhappy with how his material was edited together. The movie is also getting some appreciation for its unapologetic presentation of its subjects.
The movie, which opens today, is the subject of Dan Harmon's interview with our regular movie contributor, Dave Lurson. Lurson offers some additional background on Winehouse's life.
Amy Winehouse, among the most promising singers to emerge in this century, was drawn to performing from an early age. If the camera-mugging home video from her 14th birthday party that opens Amy is any indicator. Asif Kapadia's documentary has attracted controversy from two parties who claim the director presents a distorted picture. The most vocal, Amy's father, Mitch, has understandable reasons to feel squirmy since his on-camera quotes and behavior make him look like a fool, if not a jerk. Winehouse's last boyfriend, barely glimpsed in the film, takes Mitch's side.
So, I don't know. Is this a kind of a documentary that's meant to dramatize her life, or is it trying to be factual?
It's trying to be factual. It's based in large part on home video, on cell phone video, on all the kind of raw, unprocessed, uncomposed, on the spur-of-the-moment kind of stuff that people do nowadays to record everyday life for whatever reason. And there's an enormous amount of material, apparently, that Amy Winehouse left behind. And the director of this film edited it into a plausible account of her life. In addition to that, there are interviews he conducted with some people who knew or worked with her, including her first manager, a couple of best friends along the way, and naturally he addressed the question of family, the mother, father, and so on.
I'm assuming then that this is the official documentary, or it's one that's been given permission by the family, the estate, since all these people are actually appearing on it.
Yes, but of course, at the same time, the father did not like what he saw because he doesn't come across in the best light. He was, a man of infidelity. The parents of Amy separated when she was 9 years old, I believe, and she began to suffer from depression from an early period of time. At age 13, she was prescribed antidepressant medication. So she was, has had mixed views of her father, as she expressed it in the video found in this movie, collected in this movie. She was bitter toward him, and yet she continued to rely on daddy, for advice up through the end of her life. And evidently, some of this advice was not very good. I didn't realize this, but of course that song Rehab, one of her big hits, My Daddy Thinks I'm Fine, well, that's exactly what happened. Her manager wanted her to go into rehab, and she said, no, no, no. And she went to her father, who said, no, you don't have to go into rehab, you're just fine. Doesn't make him look like a man of great judgment, I suppose. And then there are scenes from the really near the end of her life where he seems to be exploiting her in some way, trying to invite camera crews in for some sort of, reality TV show or some project of this sort that he was trying to launch. So, I can see why, after seeing what he looks like, he doesn't like it.
Well, that doesn't mean that it's not accurate. So what do you think? I mean, do you think that, it not knowing anything about him, do you think that it actually portrayed him fairly, despite what he's saying?
I don't think that there was at least an obvious attempt at being unfair to anyone in this film. Some people come across as being very helpful and benevolent. Some people come across as being very self-centered and problematic. And other people, particularly Amy, seem rather tragic. The movie does not have some sort of a high drama quotient to it. It seems to present things in a rather matter-of-fact kind of way. Here's, you know, 80% of it or more is based upon video that Amy or people around her, you know, shot at some point. So, yeah, of course, you edit that. I mean, is it possible that a director with an agenda would edit out certain kinds of things because he wanted to construct a certain kind of a view of her life? That could be. Of course, it could happen with any project like this. But to me, in looking at it, I found it to be fair. You know, it avoided, you know, the traps of melodrama. It avoided many of the kinds of things we see on you know, a lot of rock music documentaries with a certain format to them. I think that this director managed to escape many of the cliches.
All right. So who do you think should see this? I mean, you know, I certainly was aware of her. I knew a lot of her music at the time, but that doesn't make me a fan. So do you think you need to be a fan to go watch this, or does it stand on its own as a music documentary?
I think it stands on its own as a music documentary and as some sort of a cultural documentary looking into, you know, the various problems that cut Amy Winehouse's life short. I was a casual listener to her music. I discovered her on the Hit Parade when she reached that point. But I was surprised by this movie to the extent to which she was a fan of jazz. Her big inspirations in life, it wasn't Jane's Addiction or Nirvana, but Tony Bennett and Billie Holiday. And with that in mind then, listening to the way she sang, it's like, yeah, okay, I hear what she was trying to do now. I didn't realize that at the time. But, yeah, she was an aspiring jazz singer who, at a certain point, cultivated a kind of image and sound that reflected back on the 60s girl groups, and she did quite well with that, and yet there was a sort of a jazz phrasing going on at times. So I found it to be very interesting, and I learned a lot about her. But also, it sort of, you know, raises questions that it does not answer about the whole, you know, nature of things like depression, addictive personalities, what to do. I mean, she became a kind of poster child, if you will, for self-destructive, addictive behavior. I mean, she was really immensely talented. And again, I left the movie being more aware of her talent than I was before seeing the movie. It's like, yes, wow, she was really good. She could have had a very long career ahead of her. But the problems in her life, which just worsened, it seems, as stardom increased. And I think the movie touches on that also, that she was not really interested initially in being a celebrity and was not comfortable with it. And maybe, and not unlike Kurt Cobain, for example, she didn't know how to deal with it.
Do you think that it would be a good idea for someone to read up on her life before they see this, or is it pretty self-contained?
I think if you have even a minimal idea of who she was from a couple of magazine articles along the way or hearing a few of her songs, you should be able to get into the story and pick up on what's happening.
Okay. How much because you mentioned music, so there is music in there. I mean, mm-hmm. it's more about her life rather than the music, right?
Well, there are some scenes that were shot during recording sessions. There was concert footage in the movie. We see her doing a duet with Tony Bennett, which was just absolutely her heart's desire to sing with Tony Bennett. There are scenes from a party in London on the night of the Grammy Awards. I think it was 2008 when she won 5 Grammys, which was some sort of a record-setting thing for a female vocalist at that time. And it, from the look on her face, the biggest thing excited her was the fact that Tony Bennett was presenting one of the awards. So there's a lot of music in the movie, and a lot of tragedy, a lot of personal insights.
Is this something that you're going to need to bring a box of tissue for, or is it more of a celebration of her life?
Well,
if you're inclined to.
Both, maybe. I mean, it's a celebration of her music, and it still is a very sad story, what happened to her.
All right, so this opens tonight. Thanks for coming in, Dave.
Thank you.
Dave Lerson is arts and entertainment editor at the Shepherd Express newspaper, and he is the author of its I Hate Hollywood blog. He's also our regular movie contributor, and he spoke with Dan Harmon this month about the film Amy, which opens today.